The king of Egypt would not listen to Moses and refused to let the children of Israel take a 3-day journey into the desert to worship the Lord. He made the Israelites' life even more bitter, treating them more harshly than before. Moses and Aaron did as the Lord commanded and went to see Pharaoh again. Moses was 80 years old and Aaron 83 when they came before the king. Pharaoh ordered them to perform a miracle, so Moses told Aaron to take his staff and throw it down before the king and his officials. Aaron did so, and the staff became a snake. Pharaoh summoned the wise men, the sorcerers, and magicians of Egypt, and they did the same thing. Each one threw down his staff, and it became a snake. But Aaron's staff swallowed up the others. So Pharaoh would not yield and refused to listen, because his magicians had been able to do as Moses had done, even if their staffs had been swallowed up by Aaron's. Magic was bound up with the Egyptian religion. The magicians and sorcerers in Egypt were very skilled in their secret arts and were able to give amazing performances. But the power they used was occult. Their spells and enchantments were of demonic origin, while Moses' authority came from God. Pharaoh, his officials, and his people were the devoted servants of the gods of Egypt. They knew nothing about the Lord and refused to believe that their despised and ill-treated Hebrew slaves belonged to a god more powerful than theirs. So the Lord began to send disasters upon Egypt to show them that the God of the Hebrews was indeed almighty and should be feared. These catastrophes were the proof that the false gods of Egypt were unable to protect the country from harm. The plagues that struck the land were a judgment on the cruelty and unbelief of the king and his people. They were also a clear demonstration of the power of the only true God, the God of Israel. The Lord spoke to Moses and told him to go and meet Pharaoh on the bank of the Nile the next morning, taking with him the staff that had been changed into a snake. He was to warn Pharaoh that if he did not obey God, the water of the Nile would be changed into blood. Moses and Aaron did as the Lord had commanded. They went to meet Pharaoh the next morning on the bank of the Nile as he went out to the river, and said to him, "The Lord, the God of the Hebrews, has sent us to say to you, 'Let my people go, so that they may worship me in the desert.' But until now you have not listened. By this you will know that I am the Lord. I will strike the water of the Nile, and it will be changed into blood. The river will stink, and the Egyptians will not be able to drink its water." The Lord said to Moses, "Tell Aaron, take your staff and stretch out your hand over the waters of Egypt, over the streams and canals, over the ponds and all the reservoirs, and they will turn to blood. Everywhere in Egypt there will be blood, even in the wooden buckets and stone jars." So Aaron raised his staff in the presence of the king and his officials and struck the water of the Nile, and it was changed into blood. In striking the river, God struck at the heart of Egyptian idolatry, which was centered on the worship of the sun and the Nile, the two main sources of life in Egypt. The river, considered by the Egyptians as the giver of life and worshipped as the god of fertility, became the source of death. The fish in the river died, and the river smelled so bad that the Egyptians could not drink its water. Aaron stretched his hand over all the waters of Egypt, and the waters in the streams and canals, the ponds and the reservoirs, were turned into blood. But because the Egyptian sorcerers were capable of doing the same things by their secret arts, Pharaoh would not yield and refused to listen, just as the Lord had said. Instead, the king turned his back on Moses and Aaron and went into his palace. He paid no attention to what had happened. There was blood everywhere in Egypt. The Nile was full of dead fish, and the stench of the polluted water filled the land. The river remained blood for 7 days, and all the Egyptians dug along the Nile to get drinking water, for there was no fresh water left in Egypt. Next episode, the second and third plagues, the frogs and gnats.